Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Welcome to another episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I am an architect, alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for women architects, helping them to birth dream sanctuaries by bridging spirit with form. So in today's episode, I want to talk about a secret power that you do not know you have. This secret power leads to overflowing abundance, easeful, effortless creation, easeful, effortless designs to be birthed. It is the key to attracting divinely aligned clients who love paying you top dollar for your gifts. And it's a power that we were not taught how to use wisely and actually apply to our architecture work. And in order to activate this secret power, we need to be in an environment that nourishes it. And the way the system has set up conventional architecture is that it's not allowing the secret power to work her magic, okay? It's not allowing the secret power to come forth, to rise, and to really support the act of creation. And when I talk about the act of creation, I'm talking about the act of creating homes, gardens, communities, even cities. And this act of creation, really, because in conventional architecture, it's not acknowledging this secret power, it always falls short. It's always the design process is always missing a big piece and is not what it really could be. So the secret power is connected to your divine feminine. The secret power is connected to your intuition. It is your intuition, but it's the feminine principle. Now, the feminine principle exists within both men and women, and women are different than men. We are biologically different, and our energetic bodies are different. If we go even deeper into it, we can talk about how there are different poles, negative and positive aspects to our energetic bodies, physical body, etheric body, astral body, and they alternate. They're different in men and women. And that's a law. That's nature's law. That's God's law. And that's something that you cannot toy with or manipulate. Otherwise, you're going to end up with really strange results. I'm not talking about people's sexual orientation. This is a private matter, in my opinion, and that's everyone's choice. So I'm just talking about the fact that there are women that come into the world and men that come into the world. Women have wombs. Men don't have wombs. They have other things. We have other things, body parts. So we have the capacity as women to swiftly, smoothly, easefully connect with the unseen realms, the mysteries of creation. This is the gift of the divine feminine. And when we tap her secret power, when we tap this secret power, we have a capacity to not only see, we could see the future, we can see the past, we can intuit what the design of a home or a garden or a community needs to be in order to serve the highest good of our client and also serve the highest good of the land. And we have been programmed and indoctrinated to think that we need to slave hours and hours and hours in front of the computer, bound to an office chair that actually pinches the bottom of our spine and contorts our bodies and makes our shoulders all tense, because that actually pinches and blocks the creative life force and the flow moving through the body. Of course, sometimes I sit in chairs. So I'm not saying that nobody should sit in chairs at all, but it's the amount of hours. Just take a moment to think about traditional, conventional architecture. And everyone's sitting in front of the computers, typically in rows. And that's it. I mean, sometimes you go for site meetings to construction sites. Sometimes you're having a meeting in the boardroom, but for the most part, right, you're sitting. And so this programming that we have been consumed by, actually, is telling us that we need to work harder, more hours, take on more projects, and work out way more plan options, generate more and more, produce more and more and more to be successful. And in that paradigm, there's competition, there's an expectation to perform not only creatively, but also like a machine. And sure, there are some architecture offices that are more heart-centered and human-centric that really do care about healthy teamwork, and you know, they do what they can to encourage a healthier environment. And this is certainly with the rise of consciousness and holistic healing practices that people are, even in architecture offices, are looking at, like, okay, well, people are not, you know, people who are working for me are going to work better if they're nourished better, right? And so there's been a lot of care that, well, in some offices, not most, can put care into making the environment more conducive to creativity and good collaboration and teamwork. That said, there's still a big missing piece, and that missing piece is working with our intuition. It's not enough to just talk about it in architecture. It's not enough to just talk about it as a concept and say, well, I, you know, with my, we worked with intuition to birth this project. What's important is to really understand how the intuition operates and what kind of conditions it needs to really
benefit and serve the architectural design process. So there's so much I want to say here, and a big missing piece for me, and I'm going to be sharing more in my upcoming free live webinar on April 17th at 5 p.m. Istanbul time. This webinar will help you to unlock your spirit architect mastery. And I'm going to be sharing more about my personal story and how I birthed the sacred blueprint, how I quit my job in conventional architecture and built a multiple six-figure business, leading, mentoring women architects and leading property owners and land stewards to birth their optimal blueprint through a spiritual energetic approach. Yes, women, for those of you who are in this sacred temple right now, listening to this episode, who are landscape architects, architects, interior architects, and you are really fed up with the grind and stress of conventional architecture. You are perhaps suffering from chronic illness, anxiety, panic attacks. You know deep down that there's something that needs to birth through you, and you need to merge your two sides, the healer, the energy healer, the priestess, the magician, right, with the high achieving go-getter architect. And it's time to actually come out of hiding and weave confidently the realms of spirit into your architecture practice and make that the force that leads, your work, your mission, your creative endeavors. So the link to sign up and register for the event is down in the captions below. So make sure you sign up. It is a free event. It's going to be 90 minutes and there's going to be a ton of value. I'm also going to be sharing an exclusive resource that I do not share publicly, that's going to support you in actually building a viable business by bridging spirit with form. I know a lot of you are scared of being ostracized. In fact, terrified. You're scared that you're going to lose clients. You're scared that you're going to be shunned from society, from your family, from your partner, perhaps. And you've just been kind of sprinkling a little bit of fairy dust on some of your projects and perhaps experimenting with family and friends after hours, on magical energetic techniques, with whether it's land healing or geomancy or dowsing or working with perhaps biogeometry and other kinds of energetic tools that you can weave into architecture, but you're not going full force. And I'm going to share why. Why actually you are not able to gain the traction, the momentum that your heart and soul really long to gain, like to really succeed and attract overflows of abundance doing what you love. We'll get into it more in the free live masterclass. So it's April 17th. Make sure you sign up below. You do need to register. So I look forward to seeing you there. So let's go back to the scene of the conventional architecture practice. For the most part, there's overworking. For the most part, overproducing, overpleasing. Another big problem is that often architects will not limit their time when it comes to serving their clients. So client calls, well, okay, architect puts down all their work and they take the call from the client. Sometimes way too many meetings, etc. So anyway, we'll get into all of this nitty gritty stuff in the free live webinar. But what I want to share today really is this power that you have, your intuition linked to the divine feminine. You have the capacity. You have the capacity to merge and commune with the pulse of Mother Earth. You have this capacity to listen deeply to nature's intelligence. You have this capacity to listen to what is unsaid in between the words. You have this capacity to feel when a space is energetically off. You know what that's like when you walk into a space and you're like, there's something off with this place, right? That's a feminine gift. That is the feminine principle, to be able to sense the unseen, to be able to sense the mystery, to be able to sense when energetics are off or on, right? This is an enormous gift that you have if you're someone who is studying spiritual wisdom, if you are into meditation, yoga, perhaps you've studied feng shui, and many other modalities, Reiki, right? Astrology, whatever that may be. And you're an architect. If you have this gift, it is such a golden resource to have in the architecture world. And it's one that will never get outdated. And it's one that is continuously being upgraded through the evolution of consciousness. And you don't have to pay money for those upgrades, right? You don't need to have special access, okay? Every single person on this planet has access to the force of intuition and the feminine principle of creation, okay? It's also a force that AI cannot replicate. It cannot replicate. It may attempt to. And there are many people on this planet, or rather certain groups on this planet that want to try to make AI God. But I am someone who stands for the human being. And like Greg Braden says, we are the prize. The human being is the prize. And we have only really tapped maybe 10%, maybe not even, of our spiritual powers. And this requires a certain practice. It requires a certain holiness, a way of being, a way of walking this earth, a way of relating with others, relating with ourselves. To be able to really activate. I want to read an excerpt from a beautiful series of lectures on the goddess by Rudolf Steiner. Let me just see if I... where am I here? Let's see if you can see this lovely little book. And it's actually right in the beginning of the introduction by Andrew J. Wellburn. The introduction is called Rediscovering the Goddess. And he talks about how the figure of Sophia, which is actually representative of the divine wisdom, has been present in many monotheistic religions, but it has actually gone back behind the veil and has receded in the mystery teachings, okay? He says, they're part of the inner essence of religion, which our time desperately needs to rediscover, okay? So the divine Sophia was cloaked, hidden, and other elements of the mystery teachings and the feminine principles of the mystery teachings were hidden, during a long period of time, and they were hidden for a reason. Okay, these are not always necessarily bad things. There's divine timing in all of this, but right now we are in a time where the feminine, the principles of the divine feminine, or rather the divine feminine herself, is rising once again. And I know that you all feel her rising from within you. And it may look incredibly ecstatic and blissful and beautiful, but it can also look really ugly, because what she does is she breaks down the structures that you thought you could cling on to, you could hold on to. These are structures perhaps from the old paradigm programming, structures of conventional architecture. What? I thought I had to climb the conventional architecture ladder and become a project architect, then become associate, and then become the partner, and move up that ladder. What? I thought I had to take all those exams. What? I thought I had to do this. And again, I'm going to tell you a bit more about my story related to that in the free live webinar on April 17th. You have to join. It's going to be amazing. The link is below to register. So he says, Rudolph, so I'm going to repeat that last sentence. They are part of the inner essence of religion, which our time desperately needs to rediscover, these feminine principles. Rudolf Steiner led such a rediscovery of the mysteries in their significance for our time. And it is natural that in his work, the mysteries of the feminine as part of our relationship to nature and the divine should be fully recognized. Our relationship to nature and the divine should be fully recognized. In the ancient mystery cults, we already find, he points out, the figure of the wise woman, the mother principle, which gives birth to wisdom. And then he goes to taking an excerpt from one of Steiner's lectures. And Steiner says, the woman stands for the power that is active unconsciously in the soul, that brings about the raising into consciousness of the divine element in humanity. I'm going to repeat that one more time. The woman stands for the power that is active unconsciously in the soul, that brings about the raising into consciousness of the divine element in humanity. Here we have one of the central conceptions of mystery teaching, which acknowledges the human soul as the mother of the God, leading human beings unconsciously and with the inevitability of a natural force to their union with the divine. So it's this leading force. I'm leading you to the divine. The feminine leads you to the divine. It is the power that is active unconsciously in the soul. That's the mystery, right? It's not apparent immediately, right? It's not in your face. It's something that you need to discover, activate, grow within you to be able to tap it, to utilize it, right? This is a very deep topic, and I'll be dipping in and out of this topic over the next podcast episodes, as well as the free webinar that I'm leading. And really, that's only going to be the surface. We're going to be diving way more deeper into this topic in the Sacred Blueprint Certification Program for Women Architects. There's a first phase in the certification program that's called the initiation. It's the first of five integral stages for the certification process. And in that initial initiation stage, we're going to be working together as a group to really shed outdated programming, ways that the system has had a grip on us. And I'm actually moving towards my throat right now, if any of you are watching the YouTube video of this podcast. You know, I felt extremely blocked in my throat at the final stages of me completely shedding and letting go of the grind and the stress of conventional practice before I quit my job. And so we're going to be diving, or rather, I'm creating a condition, a safe environment for you to be able to activate those intuitive powers, okay? This secret power that really we were not taught, we're not told that we had. Perhaps if you had a few professors in architecture school, I had one or two that really did appreciate a more spiritual, energetic approaches to architecture and acknowledged really the world of spirit, but it's rare. It's really rare, but they did not take the lead in architecture studio and say, hey, let's go and meditate out in nature, right? Let's do a yoga do a yoga class to really activate the multitude of chakras within our bodies to be able to become the vessels to transmit the blueprints. Now, for some of you, I may be speaking quite deep and in a very esoteric way, but I guarantee you that all of this information really helps you to refine and streamline your design process so that you are not overworking and not generating 50 to 100 different plan options for your clients and really running your office down in, you know, below budget in the red. Losing money on house projects. I mean, we all know if any of you have been running your own practice for some time, you know how challenging it can be to actually make a profit off of custom house projects. It just often is just way too much design, and a lot of clients are changing their minds, right? For their home project. And so when you tap your intuition, your intuitive capacities, and allow them to rise. So this is the key, because a lot of you have been repressing it. A lot of you have been holding back in fear of this ostracization and maybe other aspects. When you allow it to rise within you and allow yourself to embody it, then it's incredible how swiftly you'll be able to receive those blueprints. I shared in my podcast episode episode how I transmitted the blueprint for a sanctuary project in a matter of 1 hour. It's just incredible how everything locked into place. Laser precision. And I guarantee you that when you activate your spiritual gifts, your intuitive gifts, the divine feminine within you, you're actually going to be more grounded on earth. There's some women who fear that they're going to actually fly away into the ethers if that happens. I've trained and mentored many architects, women architects, over the years. So I've seen it all. I've seen it all in myself. I've seen it all in my beloved clients. And some of them feared that they would actually disappear or become even more fear that they'd become even more weird or be kind of stranded on a desert island because of it. But in fact, the opposite happens when you fully embody the truth of who you are. When you fully embody the truth of who you are ever more anchored on earth, and even more practical solutions come through for your architectural projects. So you know where exactly the home needs to be built on the land because you're communicating with the energetics of place, and the energetics of place is guiding you. You know exactly how to harmonize geopathic stress on the land. For those of you who do not know what geopathic stress is, I get into this more in the Sacred Blueprint certification program, and some examples of that are underground water lines, and some of them can be toxic, running under homes, for example. There could be ghosts or traumatic imprints of trauma that have happened on the land. So various examples, fault lines, earthquake fault lines. Your secret power gives you the capacity to sense exactly where that geopathic stress is on the property. Okay. Your secret power helps you to really tune into the energetics and the signature energy of your client so that you design a property, a sanctuary that is truly in tune with their soul. Your secret power can hear what your clients really mean when they say something on the external, right? Your secret power helps you to draw in so much abundance, financial, as well as health abundance, nourishment of your body, radiance, confidence. Right now, what I'm seeing is she wants to take her throne in your sacred temple within. And so I invite you in this moment to close your eyes and listen. Just imagine that your body is a temple. Just closing your eyes. Imagining that your body is a temple. Noticing the qualities of this place. And I invite you to just tune in. Is your divine feminine present in this temple? Is she there? Notice if isn't she trying to come in? Is she trying to take her place there? Is she taking residence within your sacred temple? Notice if there are any, if there's any discomfort that you feel, any nervousness. Is your heart rate increasing? Is she whispering anything to you right now? Noticing what you see, what you feel. If there are any colors, movements. And notice how she shows up within your sacred temple. How is she communicating to you? What does she look like? She may come in as a human form. She may come in as a spirit animal. She may come in as a geometry. She may come in as a color or a smell, a feeling perhaps. All of you have different ways of tuning into the subtle realms and into communicating with spirit. For some of you who feel that she's not fully taking residence within your sacred temple, ask yourself, or perhaps ask her for your guidance, for your guidance, yes. What is it going to take for you to allow her to take residence within your sacred temple? What is it going to take? What do you need to shift in your life to allow her to take residence and perhaps even rise within you? Feel free to journal, do some free writing. After you tune in, you can pause this recording, pause the video, pause the listener app, and continue with this meditation. Really allow the meditation to come to a sense of completion. The temple itself in your vision may start to form, and you may see a new kind of architecture. This often happens in the visioning journeys that I lead women architects on, and they get the most incredible blueprints through this kind of a meditation. So feel free to sketch as well. Who's your divine feminine? How does she want to take residence within your sacred temple? And you can take it to the next level, and you can ask her, what are your superpowers, your intuitive gifts, and how can you leverage them? How can you leverage them in your architecture practice? What's your task? Your sacred task in birthing the temples of our future. So I'm going to close today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to the YouTube video. If you're watching this via YouTube, there's so much more I want to say regarding what's possible when you tap your secret power. And I invite you to also continue journaling. What can your this new architecture practice look like when you lead with your divine feminine? What do your days look like? What does teamwork look like? What do your creations, your blueprints look like? Just take a moment to tune in to what's possible if you're ready to listen to the wisdom of your divine feminine. All right, until next time, don't forget, we are gathering live for my free webinar on April 17th. I'm going to support you to unlock your spirit architect mastery. It's a 90-minute session. We begin at 5 p.m. Istanbul time. The link to sign up is below, and I look forward to having you in the group. All right, bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.